This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Easy Car Sales, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Social Services, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday, out here doing our thing on sort of a modified Small Business Thursday. Grateful to be in your company, guys. I hope you are good out there. I hope you've had your fill and ingested all the information that you can about what happened yesterday, who fight who, or what, why, what was in the coffin, all these questions, all these questions that you continue to be able to ask yourself. About yesterday, I guess we're going to get into that a little bit tomorrow and talk some more about that. Well, guys, make sure you check out all our good, decent people, those persons that continue to be able to support us in all that we do. I got to tell you, go and check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They get everything laid out for you. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road, South. So you're going to check them out. When you go down there, you can be able to see them exactly. But what if you're in that kind of a space? It's December 5th. Got to say happy birthday to all my good, decent people who are celebrating a birthday in this festive Yuletide season. So happy birthday to all those persons. But if you're in that kind of a space and you're looking for your insurance, you're looking for all those things to be taken care of, I tell you to go down to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, and they'd be more than happy to accommodate you and take care of you. You can ask for my good friend Eric Bo. He'd be more than happy to assist you. Or you could ask for Mr. Richardson. He'd be right there to be able to do that. 341-1AFS, 341 1AFS. Got to shout out MST Bar. And that's art development with Avery Lightburn. And that's the fiber reinforcement polymers for modern construction. I tell you that it got everything down packed, man. If you're in that kind of a space and you and your wife or you and your husband or, you know, you and your children or any one of those particular things are looking to make a significant investment in terms of development and you're looking to be able to build something from the ground up and you want to be able to do that, you got to be able to consider this MST bar. This is the fiber reinforcement polymers. It's not necessarily the traditional polymers. This is long-lasting. It doesn't swell within the bell course and so forth. It doesn't give you that kind of a splitting, and it lasts forever. It's affordable. It's durable, long-lasting, and convenient. If you started thinking this particular time as it relates to conservation and being able to align ourselves with what's happening from a global standpoint, you want to be able to consider them. Give them a call. This is Avery Lightburn. The numbers you can be able to reach them at, 822-9527, 822-9527. Or you can hit them up at 242-603-4506, 242-603-4506. FRPBahamas.com, FRPBahamas.com. I know we can be able to talk more about them. Got to be able to do that. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information. Chaos in the House of Assembly. Chaos in the House of Assembly. Designs. We can talk a little bit more about that when we get some time to do that. And the speaker indicates that I fared for my life. This is a lot. I'm not gonna. I fared for my life. This is in the papers, guys. Make sure you pick up the Nassau Guardian. And when you look at the papers today, as you touch it, you realize it's a little bit thicker. You got some supplements, all those persons that want to be able to advertise with you. But on a Thursday, more specifically, it does have the obituary section in there. And if you've gone through that, you see probably young people, old people. If you're anything like me that was trained by my grandmother, you say, oh, baby, you're gone. Oh, I see you for a little while, right? So you look through that particular thing. And if you're in that kind of a space, especially during this kind of a Yuletide season and getting yourselves prepared for celebration, getting yourself to be able to transition, to enjoy yourselves in the last few days of the year before we transition and step over the threshold into a new year, if you're in that kind of a position and you're responsible for being able to put down a loved one, to kind of send them off with celebration, with acknowledgements, with accolades, I always tell you, go and check my good, decent people out over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can take very good care of you. They're located on Ernest and York Street, right there on the southern side of the Pink Plaza, right there close to Portiski Dock. They'd be more than happy to take care of you, man. Just let them know that Howard Grant sent you down there, and they'd be more than happy to accommodate you and help you through this kind of a very tough period if you're dealing with those particular things. So I say that to you. They can be able to carry your loved one down with class, with style, with the character and the pizzazz that they have, and see if they can be able to encapsulate that as they transition for the very last time. So go and check them out. Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They're in that kind of a space. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I have the Zonta Club in the house with me. And I'm grateful for them to be able to have this kind of a conversation today. We're going to be talking a little bit about healthy relationships and a mix of some things. And so I'm excited about those kind of a conversation as we move towards the end of the year. How do we mend these things? How do we prepare ourselves for the new year to come? I know a lot of persons resolve to evolve. They made sort of resolutions, but not necessarily preparing themselves in the way that they should. So we're going to be able to find out the formality and the approach of how to be able to do that with these lovely ladies in the house with us today. I have none other than Michelle Forbes, who is the president of the Zonta Club. Was this here? Okay. Is there a particular branch or just generally? Nassau. Okay, so the Zonta Club Nassau, right? I have Dr. Bethel in the house with us also. She, the advocacy for the chair for the Zonta Club in Nassau. And then we have our Dr. Wendy Fernando is here also, who's the Bahamas Psychological Association. She's a part of those particular things. I'm going to allow them to introduce themselves and say a little bit about what they do. But I'm grateful for this conversation. I think it's timely also. I think for the time that we're in, like I said, for the time that we're in to understand the responsibility, I think a lot of people kind of, this exchange between gifts is something that a lot of persons put in their minds, but not necessarily the exchange in conversation. There isn't reciprocity in conversation. And so this kind of conversation is very good. Introduce yourselves. Let persons know who you are.
Here, Mr. Grant. My name is Michelle Forbes, president of Zonta Club of Nassau. We're grateful for this opportunity to share what we need to happen more in our country especially with so much violence and the lack of healthy relationships. We started this journey in 2012 with Zonta International, seeing the need for us to raise more awareness, having our 16 Days of Activism, Say No to Violence campaign, sharing more information to the public, raising more awareness, talking about healthy relationships, talking about gender-based violence, not just about women and girls, but also boys and men as well. As you know, what happened a few weeks ago, the young man was molested, sexually molested and violated by other men. You know, that's sometimes we call it taboo, but these are things that are happening, not just to our girls and women, but also our men also. So we just want to raise more awareness. We want to sensitize the public, you know, have more empathy and know the importance of having healthy relationships.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Deidre Bethel. I am the advocacy chair with Zonta Club of Nassau. And the advocacy committee, we are, I guess, the pilot or the engine behind the advocacy campaign for 16 Days of Activism. So we have a lot of activities that have already transpired. We still have some additional things to go. So hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the things we have been doing and we are still going to do for the next week or two.
So this is exciting, all right? And Dr. Fernanda, I'll let you be able to introduce yourself also.
So very pleasant. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Wendy Fernanda. I'm president of Bahamas Psychological Association, and I'm excited to be a part of. I've been doing this for a number of years in support of Zonta with Dr. Deidre. So I'm happy to be a part of this conversation in enlightening and sharing information in regards to healthy.
So this has been 12 years of y'all have been kind of doing this, more specifically focusing on the 16 days of activism. Talk to me about that. Talk to me about what this is all about, the inception of where this came from, and how this evolved over the decade and some.
Well, we saw the need for the amount of violence against women and girls and bringing more awareness to the public. For instance, talking about the different types of violence. Persons only focus on the physical abuse, but it's not just physical. It's also mental, that verbal abuse, and also financial. And just talking to persons, you know, asking about the orange, just, you know, do you know what this all represents and means? Persons like, no, we're not aware. So you just start a conversation. Well, you know, we're talking about healthy relationships. We're talking about being sensitized to those persons who are being violated, you know, giving an air to those persons. When persons are in a situation where they're being abused, you know, trying to find ways you can assist them and direct them to the help they would need. That's why it's important that we partner with organizations such as the Crisis Center and the Domestic Violence Unit at the Police Force.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about these 16 days. I want to know more about it. Is it strategic for the end of the year, or this is just something that you identify? Talk to me about it.
So 16 Days of Activism started many, many years ago, and it's ratified by the United Nations. And there was an organization, a women's organization, that came together and said, you know, we have to do something about the violence, women and girls. And so what it started was this idea of 16 Days of Activism, which starts on December 25th every year.
On Christmas Day.
So December, November 25th.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
November 25th and ends on December 10th every year. Every year. And organizations internationally join with us on the 16 days to advocate for, to advocate against violence. And it really did start off with violence against women and children. Our recent statistics talked about every 11 minutes a woman or a child is killed. An international statistic.
From a global standpoint.
Global standpoint, yeah. Absolutely.
And every 11 minutes?
Every 11
That's
minutes
crazy.
Internationally. Mm-hmm. So our mandate here in the Bahamas is to fight against violence. And again, we started out specifically with against women and children, but we understand that the tides have changed.
Yes.
And we are absolutely seeing the violence against men as well.
This is heavy, so, what you're saying.
Yes.
This is heavy, what you're saying. Dr. Fernanda, I want to be able to put you in for 2 seconds about this because, if there's an evolution to this, if it's evolving from just being able to identify violence against women and children who were, quote unquote, the most vulnerable in our society at one point, now being able to target men, is this a psychological issue that we're grappling with in our society? Talk to me about it.
So actually,
come closer to the microphone for me. Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
So,
yeah.
Yes, I agree with you that it is a psychological issue that we are dealing with. I think it's a sign of the time. I think what we are seeing is the fact that people are less caring, and as a result of that, it's no differentiation between whether it's going to be a woman and girls, and or it's going to be.
Is that just an insatiable desire for? And this is how I coin it sometimes. It's an insatiable desire for pleasure. That we've kind of rejected the idea of our responsibility as citizens, and we want to be able to grab as much of the pleasure for ourselves. And so it don't matter what. It could be bestiality. Persons are just going after this in pursuit of pleasure. Is this something that we need to be aware of in our society? Because we hear it in other societies.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because that's what I was going to say. We're talking as if it's really just us, but that's the way the world is going. And I was just sharing with Dr. Dietrich, just a few minutes ago, just before I came here, I was in a meeting, and I said to two persons that I met with, I said, it's a different world from where we come from. It's just seemed to be the sign of the time, where people are seeking pleasure, and it doesn't matter from which it comes. And it may be animals, it may be boys, girls, women, men, you know, it's just... That's just the way it is.
Now. And that's poor.
It is poor.
And if I may interject there.
Go right ahead.
I hear that Freudian perspective of that pleasure principle.
Yes.
But I also think it's about power and control.
Ooh, I like this. Let me write this down.
Power and control. Mm-hmm. If you look at the situations with the young man the other day, that's power and control.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you look at abuse, physical abuse,
mm-hmm.
power
mm-hmm.
and control,
mm-hmm.
emotional abuse, power and control,
absolutely.
Financial abuse. No, I ain't giving you no money to go to the grocery store this week because you didn't do what I said to do. Power and control. So I do think it's a lot of it is pleasure.
Let's get deep with it.
A lot of it is power and control.
Let's get deep with it.
But I absolutely agree. I agree with you in that regard. But I think it's a combination.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let's get deep with it. I want to get deep with it. I want to talk more about if it's power and control, then it seems to me that you're not able to be able to get that. You listed a few things here. You said it's physical, mental, verbal, and financial abuse, the deprivation thereof, not allowing you to be able to get into these particular spaces. So if you're not able to get financial empowerment, you can't be able to realize educational empowerment. You don't have these things. The only attributes that you have is your brute strength. And for you to be able to acquire this perceived power and control, you gotta thrust yourself upon somebody. Now, why is that? Vacation, because of you not being able to reach your true potential, because of in our society we've done something and been very quiet about it for a very long time with social promotion. Has these things kind of created a gulf between your true potential and your current position? That person say, the only way I can get over this is if I grab you in the middle of the night with, and I don't want to be able to be graphic about it, but we've seen what happened a few weeks back. With the young lady
mm-hmm.
in the middle of the night, being able to pursue this, and not only for pleasure, but like you say, for your power and mm-hmm. control. How do we now shift the minds of our younger people so they can grow, blossom, and mature into an understanding that there are other avenues that you could pursue to get this power and this control outside of your brute strength? Talk to me about it.
So I think a lot of it is frustration. Where the frustration comes from, it's different. Frustration can come from difficulty with your upbringing, difficulty with your parents, difficulty with your siblings, difficulty on the job, difficulty because you can't read or you can't write, difficulty because you don't have the money. So it's the frustration that leads to the aggression. So there could be anything that frustrates you. Because what happens is, if there's anything that limits or impedes your desire to achieve what you want to achieve, you become frustrated. That frustration leads to aggression.
The whole society frustrated.
Yes, sir.
Every one of us.
Yes, sir.
Educated or uneducated.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me. Let's have a really clear conversation.
Yes, sir. I will tell
people with master's degree frustrated.
I have a PhD and I'm frustrated.
You got to be frustrated. You ain't making the money you're supposed to make.
Thank you, sir.
You ain't making it.
Or having the respect that I should have.
Yes. Imagine the state who ain't got no PhD, who ain't got no high school diploma.
Yes. Yes.
Who don't have the BGCSE, who don't have the BJC. What are we dealing with in our society?
Yes.
And it has to be a way, and there can't be no expectation. I got to commend the Zonta Club and other clubs and organizations that are coming together to identify these issues that are not necessarily tangible, the intangible issues to be able to make modifications for, to be able to deal with in our society, because there are so many, you can't put all this on the government.
Right.
The government's expectation is to be able to feed you, clothe you, provide you these opportunities, us to be able to identify these nuances, we got to be able to grow. So I got to commend you in those areas. So I want to talk to you more about this, and we can take a break, guys. If you want to be able to join us in conversation, I'd love you to do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or you can hit 796 right here on the text. So we're going to run for the entire hour and have this kind of a conversation with you all, so we're going to find out more about that. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
It's the season of joy, unity, and celebration. Join us on Saturday, December 7th at the Government House grounds for The Inclusion. It's a Christmas holiday fair. Fun for the whole family, Jolly Wonderland Playground, bingo, domino tournaments, carnival games, and even the Santa vs. Grinch boxing match. At 6 p.m., the TNCs kicks off with live DJs like DJ Chris, DJ Humble, and more, bringing the vibes. Enjoy native dishes, tree lighting, drama, and live performances celebrating unity in the Bahamas. Admission is free, so come and experience the magic of the season. Inclusion, moving to towards an inclusive Bahamas.
Get ready for the second annual Candy Cane Carnival, brought to you by Nassau Cruise Port, December the 7th, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This free holiday event is perfect for the entire family. Enjoy sweet treats, fun games, and amazing performances by the All-Star Band, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Rhythm and Youth, St. John's College Choir, Bloody, and the Scott. This Saturday, meet us at the Candy Cane Carnival at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company. I know you want to talk politics, but there are different elements that exist in our society that leads to this sort of this overall socioeconomic frustration that exists in this particular place. We could always try to kind of pinpoint it to religion, kind of pinpoint it to our faith, our commitment to these particular things, kind of pinpoint it to education. But I believe that there are, you know, all roads lead into this kind of a concept and idea why every tier of our society is frustrated. And we're talking with the Zonta Club and being able to talk to us about that as they continue to be able to talk about their sexism. From November 25th to December 10th, they continue to be able to identify this over the past decade and some from 2012 to be able to do this. They're talking more about, and what I like to hear, physical, mental, verbal, and financial abuses that lead to the frustration. In the studio with me today is none other than Michelle Forbes, Dr. Bethel. Is that Dietra?
Yes, sir.
Dr. Dietra Bethel, Dr. Wendy Fernandez in the studio with us, being able to talk to us about it. Now, when we left off, we started to talk about these kind kind of frustrations that exist in this particular society. Y'all can pick it up from right there.
So one of the things you had mentioned is, how do we address this? How do we address the frustration? And that is a loaded question. I think two of the major things for me, and I'm sure others will have different opinions, but education.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Isn't it more frustrating when you're educated about something and your hands are still tied?
Oh my goodness! Why are you trying to get in my head?
I would rather be naive. I would rather be naive to something. I would rather be oblivious and naive to something, to know that I'm sitting in this position and the only thing I could do is keep my head down and work.
Right?
And then, you know, eventually find myself transitioning off and say, well, okay, guess what slaves did.
Right.
If you remember the slave, when you hear them singing, they never sung about this sort of an idea about glory that exists here on earth. That their riches was up in heaven for them.
Right.
That when we get on the other side of the Jordan, we're still in this kind of position.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, as people, we want to break down these big barriers. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. However, we've got to start small. Mm-hmm. We have to start
the chip in the Berlin Wall. Only
right, within your sphere of mm-hmm. influence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that means elementary school teachers talking to their elementary school children mm-hmm. or providing a space mm-hmm. for their elementary school children to feel, to talk, mm-hmm. to say, Mommy hit me last night,
mm-hmm.
to say, Daddy ain't let us eat last
mm-hmm.
night,
mm-hmm.
you know? So we have to create those spaces to have what we call those courageous conversations. So we need to start small mm-hmm. within our sphere of influence. Many people think that we have to have the big things. Mm-hmm. We have to go to parliament. Mm-hmm. Grown up parliament is great. But what about that child
mm-hmm.
who's feeling frustrated in the classroom or in the home, in their bedroom? We have to create spaces within our sphere of influence. And it doesn't take me with a PhD or Dr. F, who's been in this field, a champion in this field for many years. Yes, we can do some things, but it takes every single individual within their sphere of influence to try to address these things. Let's talk to our kids. I mean, we can go to the grocery store and see a frustrated parking boy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay today?
Mm-hmm.
Those things matter. Those things matter.
I like this.
Because you're there, and I just, I'm sorry, I just wanted to, mm-hmm. to say, because I think it's important that you focus on that. Because what happens is we oftentimes think it has to be the big stuff, as you said. Mm-hmm. And I think what that does is it delays you from us from doing what is necessary.
Because for our life,
absolutely,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every sphere. I can't do this business because I need $250,000.
Correct.
And so
nobody, you just need to start.
Start somewhere.
So
yeah.
Because we're waiting for parliament, we're waiting for the lawmakers to make the decision, then we don't start in the area where mm-hmm. And it could be at the grocery store, with, as you mentioned. It could be in your neighborhood. It could mm-hmm. be in your church group. So it could in your community. And I believe that if we were to have a lot of like community organizations that allow people, that you said at the beginning that education is the key, and you talked about how, you know, we can be frustrated and educated, which is very true. But what education allows us to do is it allows us to be able to make decisions that are, you know, critically analyze and make decisions that are appropriate, despite the fact that we feel like we're being abused, despite mm-hmm. the fact that we feel that we are not being respected. That's what education allows us to do.
I like that.
Yeah.
As I sit here, every time I have these kind of conversations, the first thing that I kind of filter it through is a very clear understanding that what I would have learned when I was off in college about Maslow's hierarchy of needs,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at the top tier of that is self-actualization. And at the very bottom, at the base of it, the rudimentary, the foundation of it all was just survival.
Right.
And I don't think a lot of Bahamians, more specifically us as a society, as a people, I continue to be able to flock from the family violence to live here in Nassau. You see 75% of the population living here now. I think a lot of us haven't gone past that first, second step. I think we're still, when you talk from check to check, from week to week, just for the survival purposes, and then we hear the central bank to say none of us have $500 in our bank. How we can have we can't afford tuna. You know what I'm saying? And then you tell us to don't eat this tuna, eat this much. You know, we don't want that one. This is a level of frustration that we're going through. And I just want to know whether or not we can circumvent that. How do we circumvent that with education? How do we circumvent those real issues that we grapple with, that we watch our mothers grapple with for years after we would have gone off for all of our degrees and whatnot, to come back here and realize as adults that we fight with the same fight. We fight in the same fight our mothers and fathers fought. How do we do that? How do we get over that? Is it going to take community? What is it going to take?
Okay. So I feel like I'm monopolizing. No, so let me clarify a little bit. Mm. We can't circumvent it.
Mm-hmm. We got to go through it.
We have to address it.
Okay.
We have to address it.
Okay.
And you ask, how do we do this? Again, having those conversations. One of the things that we're doing during the 16 days of activism in the Zante Club of Nassau is we have a national poster competition going on for elementary, junior, and senior high school students, where we are asking them to explore healthy relationships. Give us a poster. What healthy relationships look like for you? So we're starting these conversations with these young folks. And see, the thing is, again, we want to start, but the adults can understand this, but I'm telling you, we have to start with the children. We have to get the children involved. So we have them doing poster competitions, TikTok competitions, you know, we're getting them involved using their language as well. Yes, sir.
It's
a big issue.
Let me tell you why. When you say, okay, so I'm sure that you know I'm very complex in my thinking sometimes. My mind is go all over the place, right? I say that to say, when you ask a question like, what does healthy relationships look like to you, to a child between the ages of 5 and 10, their exposure for the most part has been what they've seen, not necessarily in the home, because we recognize the dynamics have shifted in our society, but what they would have seen on the television and what they would have consumed. And those don't necessarily align with the traditional values that we have as a society.
Correct.
And so now this kind of a modification aligns us with a global perspective, but takes us away from our faith-based view. Is that contradiction? Talk to me about it.
I don't think that it takes us away from our faith-based foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it augments and it helps us to understand, one, our religion, our spirituality,
mm-hmm.
And from a deeper level. So let me give you an example. We have a first grader, our second grader. We say, you know, draw healthy relationships. Well, what's that, Dr. F? What's healthy relationships? Though it spurs on the conversation. Okay, and I do not think that will take us away from faith, because we could talk about love. Mm-hmm. Love is a Christian principle.
Yeah, yeah.
We can talk about love is a psychological principle. Mm-hmm. If you think about person-centered therapy, mm-hmm. so we don't have to see these as dichotomous, as in silos. We're working together. So my pastor can speak to me about love. And can speak to being what love looks like in a healthy relationship. My teacher can do that. So when these teachers look at these posters, what does this mean in this poster for you?
Mm-hmm.
Why, you know, what? And these art teachers are phenomenal. Why did you use that color? Because
mm-hmm.
that color might be significant for what's going on. Why did you put an X on your mouth as you drew yourself? So these are conversations that we can begin to have with our children. And again, and I can use my faith. God loves you. And so do I. As we're talking with these children. And as we develop, our conversation develops even more. So we speak more in depth with for example, a junior or senior high school student who will tell you, we call ourselves Christian, but we ain't Christians.
Yeah.
They will tell you that. So let's talk about that. So what do you expect the Christian to do? Have healthy relationships from a Christian standpoint. If we are doing it, what can you do? Mm-hmm. What would you like to see me do? So, I mean, I don't see it as silos. I don't see it as a dichotomous. I'm a counselor. I'm a therapist. I'm a Christian. I'm not a Christian therapist, but I'm a Christian and a counselor, and I work with love.
I want to ask you, Michelle, in your capacity as president, I want to ask you whether or not there is an agenda. I know that there is sort of an idea to be able to amplify, to be able to bring persons in, to make them to understand what the objectives are, to be able to encourage. But is there a pushing in a particular direction? What I mean by that is that, are you encouraging, as soon as you touch these younger children, are you encouraging them to be able to, if healthy relationships is mommy, daddy, baby, is there a subtle, it don't have to be pronounced, is there a subtle encouragement that maybe this is the direction that you move in? Maybe this is something that you do. You know, sometimes it could be offensive if you say, well, you need a daddy or you need a mother. But if a child emulates this, if they draw this, are you saying to them very subtly, this is the direction that we should move in the future? Talk to me about it.
Well, like until we started to do this year in September, we expanded our junior clubs in the schools because we saw the need to mentor violence. We saw the lack of interpersonal skills, the soft skills based on, you know, environmental background, various factors. And so we saw the need to expand into 4 new schools this year. And the purpose of doing that is to bring them up in the right way, expose them to what healthy relationships look like, to expose them to how future leaders should groom themselves. For instance, some persons have low self-esteem. They follow the leader, but is that the right person you want to follow? You know, some persons don't realize, hey, I may not look at you, I may not look as beautiful as you, but I'm still beautiful in my own being, my own right. So what we're trying to do is have persons look at themselves at a healthy, unhealthy perspective. We're trying to have topics such as, for instance, etiquette, soft skills. Like we talk about frustration, love of frustration. You don't have to act out physically. You know, you have to sit down and, you know, look at what's going on. How should I deal with the situation? So what we're trying to do is try to foster a safe environment where young persons can express themselves without feeling judged. And I think that's the problem right there. A person tell them, shut up, you know, this is no time for you to speak. We want to give a space where they can express themselves and we could send them in the right direction. For instance, you mentioned social media. Some children are exposed to so much violence, abuse, and they think it's right. They see mommy, daddy hitting mommy. Like I spoke to a counselor a few years ago and she told me, the girls are saying if a guy doesn't hit me, he doesn't love me. And I'm like,
no, that's a real thing.
And I'm like, what? I don't know.
But you even hear, watch me get deep with you now. Yeah. You even hear politicians joke about it.
Hmm. And these adults.
And the House of Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, it's only jest. If you remember.
Right. Yeah.
Let's just be decent about it.
No, I remember.
Okay. So if you charge the atmosphere with this sort of an idea, if you charge the atmosphere that for you to love a woman, you got to slap her, then that translation in the mind of them, and this is what I like what you guys are doing, because you're creating an environment where young girls through etiquette,
yes,
young girls through this sort of an understanding and this kind of a space to have a conversation could understand, because I really believe that women are the gatekeepers for this sort of violence that's happening in our society. Can I say it like that? Is it okay to structure it like that? Mm-hmm. Our desire as men, because you know, it's the only man in here, let's just talk like this, right? Our desire as men is the prize that you hold. That's it. That's all. That's it. That's the only thing I make money for. That's all I want. That's all I want as a man, right? And if my desire is that, whatever I have to do to be able to acquire this from this particular person who I'm in love with, I will do that. And that means falling in line with this, falling in line with that. And so there's a standard bearer. There's a standard that needs to be held. And I believe for the most part that women should hold that particular standard. And I will put all the responsibility on you. No, I think we as men have a responsibility to do a lot of these things, but we genuflect, like I said, to our desires, to our pleasure, to these particular things. And if stepping towards that, we'll take those steps. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Okay, baby, you want me to go to therapy? Okay, baby. All right. You want me to do this? You want me to wear these clothes to church today? This is what man is. And so I believe that if we start off now by being able to say to are younger people, for the most part, after you reach a certain age, you've already solidified yourself in this sort of a rhythm. Mm-hmm. And it'll take a significant intervention for you to be able to shift off that path. But if we can capture them between the ages of 0 and 7, talk to me, Dr. Fernanda, if we can capture them between the ages of 0 and 7 and condition their mind to a thinking that our expectation is for you to be successful for the Bahamas, for your family, for this, for that, then we can watch them blossom. I have a 5-year-old son. He's going to be 6 in a couple of days. And he's already starting to tell me, oh, Daddy, I want 7 children, and I want my wife to be like this, and I want my wife to do this. And when I get my house, I can get a big house, Daddy, you could come stay by me sometimes. This is my 5-year-old son. Mm-hmm. This is my 5-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And this is nothing that I poured into him. This is only what he sees. Mm-hmm. This is what he sees. And I think we need more representations of this kind of a thing. So I commend you for your mentorship. I commend you for these particular things. We got one more break to take. And when we come back, I want you guys to be able to let persons know how they can get involved and being able to assist you. Okay? So quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
Man, I understand more to where I got to get ready for the best of the best of God. I'm coming to the Montague Four Shores from December 5th to December 8th. Join me in Bucktow for thrilling A, B, C, and E class races featuring the top sailors from around the world. Man, understand, you want to see me talking?
I'm talking.
Anyway, also experience amazing Bahamian food and vibrant culture with the best delicious local dishes and live performances from the Bahamian top artists. And guess what? I can be there shaking a leg.
Shaking what leg?
And it's in our shop.
The King is at it again with the new Pepperoni Bacon King. This big and meaty sandwich has pepperoni, bacon, and more pepperoni piled on that 100% flame-grilled beef patty you love. The only way to make the Pepperoni Bacon King tastier was to add chipotle mayo, barbecue sauce, cheese, lettuce, and tomato, and serve it on a soft potato bun. So when you want a better burger, check out the Pepperoni Bacon King or try the new crispy chicken Pepperoni Bacon King. But get yours now because they're only here for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, live and in full effect. We got the Zonta Club in the studio with us, being able to talk about these things and really telling us about where we are and what we're doing. Now, I want to be able to hear from you all, right? I'm Michelle in your capacity as president. I want to be able to hear from you as relates to what activities that you have as we leave. We'll be 5 days out before you, you wrap up for this year. You're 5 days out. So on December 10th, I suppose that you're going to be able to have a big shebang. Talk to me about what you guys are going to be doing, what you've done, who's out there, how they can be able to get involved in it.
Yes, the past few weeks, we have been raising more awareness and appearing on various radio shows. In addition, this past weekend, we had our healthy relationship seminar with our Z Clubs. So we brought all of our 6 Z Clubs together where they can share, talk about what healthy relationships look like, and it was a blast. We even had a self-defense segment. So
hold on, how do you have a healthy relationship and simultaneously have self-defense? All right, if the healthy relationship conversation don't go well, chop him in his throat. What do we have?
Just in case things go left, you need to know how to defend yourself. There are circumstances and situations we need you to know how to protect yourself. We don't want you to be a victim.
Okay, I like that. You just
know what to do, and you can overcome that.
I like that.
But in addition to that, this evening at 6 o'clock, we're having our webinar.
Okay.
And our theme on health relationship is look. Let's acknowledge. So we have our various speakers who will be discussing healthy relationships. Our host will be Dr. Deidre Bethel, We also have the president of the Bahamas Psychological Society, Dr. Fernanda. We have
one of our
Golden Z students who will speak from the college perspective. We have a survivor who will share. We have...
Survivor?
Oh, yes, a survivor.
Survivor?
Yes,
sir. What kind of survivor?
From domestic abuse.
Abuse survivor?
Yes, sir. Two of them will be there to present.
You know, there's a healthy portion of our society that's abuse survivors.
Yes.
Do you know how they survive that? Well, I suppose you know Dr. Fernanda. You know how old people used to say, well, baby, you got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Go
well,
pray.
How I can let it go?
Go pray.
That's what he said. Go pray. Go ahead.
We also have a counselor from the University of the Bahamas, Mr. Arnold Martin. We also have Cleopatra Christie from the Bahamas Crisis Center, who will give her perspective from the legal perspective as well, in working with the victims of domestic violence. In addition, our deadline for our poster and TikTok competitions.
Well, we also have the police there as well. Oh, yes. The domestic violence unit is going to be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of persons are going to be there to share.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have a webinar tonight. Now, how persons could be able to get onto the webinar?
So you can go to our Facebook page, Zonta Club of Nassau.
Zonta Club of Nassau.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And the flyer is there with the link as well as a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do either and join our webinar this evening at 6 p.m. We're mm-hmm. really looking forward to having a lot of persons join because this is going to be a healthy conversation mm-hmm. about healthy relationships.
And you say, let's try with knowledge. Okay, so this is going to be exciting tonight. It's look, guys, be a part of the webinar and let them know. So you can go on the Zonta Club Facebook page. If they want to be able to reach out to you, is there a number that they can call? Well, is it on the Facebook page?
Yes, it's on the Facebook page.
Everything's on the Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, just go on Zonta Club, Z-O-N-T-A, Zonta Club on Facebook
of
page.
Of Nassau.
Yes. Make sure you go of Nassau, right? Zonta Club of Nassau. You can be able to see their Facebook page. Click on that and identify those things. If you guys are survivors, if you're going through domestic abuse, if you're going through trials or tribulations, if you're a young person, you want to be able to find out who you can speak with. They have professionals littered throughout the entire organization that can be able to assist you with the proper assistance. They ain't just can tap you on your back and say, well, sometimes. They ain't going to tell you that. They can be able to assist you and find yourself in a better position for growth and development as you continue to be able to kind of mature and develop and move throughout our society. So I think this is good. I want to commend the Zonta Club for doing this. I got to commend you guys because there aren't many organizations. I think everybody is so consumed with me. And not necessarily focus in how the little that I've acquired, the little that I, the exposure, the experiences that I've been able to amass over this time. How can I help with this? There aren't many organizations that's doing that. They're looking for more ways to be able to get a little bit more for themselves. So I want to be able to commend the Zonta Club and all that's attached to you, Zonta Club of Nassau, all that's attached to you for being able to do this. So it's a webinar tonight. One more time now, you say a webinar tonight, and what over the next 5 days, what you could do?
Yes, and we also have the deadline for our poster. Deadline
for the poster, yes.
December 6th.
Tomorrow. At 11:59 p.m.
So please.
December 6th.
Tomorrow, Friday, December 6th.
Just before midnight.
Just before midnight. So guess what? We haven't started yet. You can do that now. And once you submit
it by... Listen, don't give these people no scrappy.
That's all right. They might be Picasso.
It's a conversation.
Picasso might be there.
It's a conversation. Yes.
That's what's important.
The conversation.
Yes. Okay.
And they can submit at our email address, which is zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com.
And this should also be on the Facebook page.
Yes. It's on the Facebook page.
Okay. So Facebook page could be able to take you to all the information.
Absolutely.
Zonta Club of Nassau on Facebook could be able to assist you that. December 6th, deadline for you to be able to say, what does a healthy relationship look like to you? And what's the ages associated with that?
From elementary straight up to high school. And the TikTok is from elementary to college students. Yes.
From elementary to college students. So they do TikTok too?
Oh, yeah, we're doing
TikTok. So they can come out there and do a little dance?
Whatever they want to do.
They need to stop it. Jesus,
they're trying to
be out there doing a little dance.
Whatever they want to do, yes.
Okay, so what does a healthy relationship look like to you? You can be able to do that December 6th at 11 p.m. tonight. And also the webinar, guys, don't forget, the webinar is going to be tonight.
The webinar is tonight.
The webinar is going to be tonight at 6 p.m. And it's about look. And it's an acronym that says
Let's overcome obstacles with knowledge. And they want you to be able to ponder that. They're celebrating 12 years this year of being able to do this. There's 16 days of activism. I actually bought the 16 days because, you know, you have 12 days of Christmas. I thought this is sort of the idea associated with that, right? So 16 days of activism from November 25th to December 10th. Ladies, I want to commend you for being able to do this. Anything before you go to here? Go ahead.
So we also want to let you know that, and if the public wants to come out and talk with us on with regards to this, we will be at the Regatta site for the best of the best this weekend. So if you're driving past Montague, in fact, once you pass Harbor Bay, you bows, ties to trees. The significance is that of that is our 16 days of activism. We are saying no to violence. You will see the orange bows all on Montague Beach as well. We will be distributing literature that talks about stopping the violence, as well as giving little tips on healthy relationships and some helpful numbers. So we'll be doing that on Saturday as well. So we'll be there from 2 to 5 on Montague.
On Saturday.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Ladies, I want to thank you so very kindly for doing for hanging out with us today and being able to talk to us a little bit more about healthy relationships and how that looks. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Zonta Club with NASA, Michelle Forbes, Dr. Bethel, Dr. Fernando in the studio with us, being able to talk to us about all these great stuff. Now, y'all don't be strangers because I like to talk like this. And hopefully we can do 2 hours next time to be able to talk about this. Yeah, because I just talk a lot and I just think a lot. And I want to know whether or not other persons are thinking like this, so we can be able to see the true transformation in our society. I thank you all for taking those steps to be able to ensure that we have a healthier homeland.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
you so much. All right, guys, quick commercial break. Going to get to news. We're going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, the Foundation, live and in full effect. I am just waiting on my very good friend to be able to show up with me, Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, to talk to us about what's going on around town for this Yuletide season. So we're waiting on him. But instead, in this kind of a transitional space, let's talk a little taste, just a little piece. Just a little piece, Lenny. Yesterday was bananas. I'm sure we can talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. Yesterday was bananas. And I don't know whether or not this is a transitional point from a political standpoint for the entire country. I'm not just talking about the shifting of a political organization from one to another. But is this an awakening for us to understand how politics is measured and designed in our country? Now, for the time that we've been together and the time that we've been having these kind of a conversation, you know that I will dissect based upon observation what I've seen. What I've seen, and maybe it may be nuanced, maybe it may be unique, my perspective, but I suppose that's why I have a show. Okay? Now, National Movement yesterday, and I assessed some things. In the midst of the kind of a hoot and hollering, in the midst of the excitement, I watched some stuff. And as a 50-year-old organization, I recognize that there is a shift afoot. And I realize that there is a desire to be able to acquire power. And as I look at this, I say to myself, would I do this? I just ask myself, would I do this in a leadership capacity with tradition behind me,
with responsibility to elders behind me? Is this something that they would be proud of me doing? I ask myself. And so I watch it. And then, you know, you got to have a real conversation with yourself. I ain't talking to nobody, you're talking to me. And then I ask myself whether or not it's justified. If this level of frustration is justified. And I grapple with this because there has been sort of a standoffish approach from the Speaker of the House of Assembly, not being able to genuflect, to acquiesce, to afford opportunity for the royal opposition to be able to take their stand and position. I recognize that. Even from the kind of boom rushing that existed from the COI's head, Lincoln Bain, as the Free National Movement trying to be able to speak in the People's House, there has been this bombarding concept from the external entities that seems to suppress the Free National Movement. So I ask myself, is this justified? And while it may be justified, it still has a pinch of cringe for me. I can't lie to you. I can tell you the truth. It still has for me. Because no matter the issues that existed prior, no matter the issues that existed in 1987 for the Free National Movement and transitioning into the victory that they had in 1992, that it may have required a bit more theatrics during this particular time so the country could be able to get up in arms. But what we saw during this time was strategy. Can I say this? Can we talk? Oh, Jesus. I just want to be decent with you. What we saw during 87 transitioning to 92, to the acquisition of power and the shifting of a government after 25 years was strategy. And that equates to an identified leadership role. What we saw yesterday was a significant social cry for, I won't be decent as I put this. It wasn't a cry for help. It was sort of a desire for recognition after this sort of a suppression that existed in there. And so who came out of this stead, who came out of this space looking real good, looking strong, is Shannon Dawn Cartwright. I think everybody else played their role significantly. And I don't know whether or not Adrian White still holding on to that Bahamian flag, right? Adrian, I mess with you, right? But he was swinging that thing and being able to talk about, from a nationalistic perspective, what needs to happen. I just watch it. Now, I can say this to you. In the calm of the day, in this kind of a space in that we exist right now, because yesterday was, there was a lot of noise and whatnot. But I want to be able to tell you, cool, calm, collected, and make you to understand that one resignation is not enough. It's just not. It's not enough. The Free National Movement has potentially damaged their reputation for the recognition and to capture in the annals of time and history this moment in time. They've done that. No matter how we assess this, no matter how we look at this, the Free National Movement has taken the chance to be able to ascribe and transcribe into the annals of time and history this moment of trial and tribulation that was 2024 for the corruption and the perceived corruption that exists within arms of the government, within these particular areas. The Free National Movement has taken the mace, threw it out of the House of Assembly, and anyone who reads about this would now travel back to recognize that the New Day administration has brought to light the issues. Not that they've done this, right? It could say that they were associated with it. If you read it, if you look at it, time and history could be able to say, maybe they, well, Jesus, why they ain't do this and why they ain't do that? But the Free National Movement solidified that. This moment in time, December 4th, 2024. December 4th, I don't care how you look at that. History, if life lasts, will look at this and travel back to why this man had to do that. And to find out the allegations levied against the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And to find out the press conference, how it was poorly edited. How the wording was not professional in its capacity, being able to speak with authority as securing the nation, but spilt into this kind of an idea of politics. It will tell the story. It will tell the story. One person being resigning, because this was in the typical resignation. This was a request for resignation. If they articulated or not, that doesn't matter. This is a request for no one resigns. You got to take that from them. Nobody yields power. If they yielded power, we would have seen this when Michael Johnson had his issues. When the fella named Crackhead Games was talking all these particular things and levied allegations about that, we would have seen transparency from that particular standpoint. We did not see it. We did not. So this point coming to the forefront wasn't just a whistleblower under the guise and under the protection of another jurisdiction. This was the United States of America being able to bring this to the forefront. And one of the most mischievous things from a political standpoint is them not naming and identifying the high-ranking politician that put every single one of the politicians under the gun. Every single one of you, all 39 of y'all, we looking at you with jaundiced eyes. Every one of y'all. And that could only be by strategy. That's a skill that you learn over 200 and some years of independence. That you learn. That was strategy. It made us question more specifically the 32 members of parliament. And if the PLP does not identify and weed out this person, you could lose the government. And the prime minister, over the past 6 months, everything that you were building, all the eggs in the basket of climate change and being able to be identified in one capacity as a very good prime minister, in my personal view, everything has diminished with this indecisive approach of being able to rectify this for you and your organization. I don't care who is your friend, who is your fraternity brother. I do not care. These men and women hands are dirty. Get rid of them. You don't have time to play. I don't have no time to play. My daddy gave me this name. Order, I come by myself. Order him and order my mother. One me, bam. I have a responsibility. Let me do that. You think I can let you all sully my name? The devil is a liar. The prime minister and all that he's done gonna allow these external entities to be able to mash up his legacy for the next 50, 100 years that we look back and see Philip Brave Davis and in the light of this great darkness? The devil is a liar. Philip Brave Davis, fire these men and stop being casual with them. Don't be casual with them. Don't transition nobody from one space to a fire these men. It's your reputation on the line. We don't know nothing but them. You hire them. They serve at your pleasure. Fire them and get rid of them. And let the constituency decide whether or not they want this to go to another by-election. Might have to call an early election. But you got to straighten this out before you get. Let's take a telephone call quickly. Caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Okay, let me put you on. You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Now?
Yes, baby, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead. I'm right here with you.
Oh, okay. I only call in to tell you, Howard, that's it. You have the new Darrell Miller regarding the store market fire. You carry on bad yesterday. Yeah, you were
so
good.
I appreciate you.
You're the new Darrell Miller. You do the best coverage yesterday.
Thank you.
In that report.
Thank you very much.
You just spontaneously did it. Thank you very much. Encourage you with that, okay? I hope Dwight them do something good for you.
Oh, Jesus. I hope a little Christmas gift for me. Praise God. I appreciate your telephone call.
The last time we heard something like that, it was down in the middle when the store market burned out.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you. I can take two more telephone calls and go to a break. We got our guest coming in the studio with us. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
What's up, Anton?
Well, you're lucky you was right at home yesterday.
No, no, Jesus. Anton, you need to stop, you know. You need to stop.
Boy, look here.
Anton, you need to stop.
You seem like you was among friends and family.
But Anton, I know these people. Why are you fighting me?
As you move around the sea of red.
Go ahead, Anton. I'm not going to fight you.
Like, yeah, no. But on a serious note now, Howard. DM has already said that he will shake the tree. And he will do what is necessary.
The tree don't need to shake. You need to chop some branches off entirely.
And nothing is off the table. He's expressed it in Parliament, right? And that's on the record in the hands of... looking at this whole mess that took place yesterday, Howard, boy, I guess nothing is secret in this country as it relates to politics. Hey, Howard?
No.
No act of history, no matter how important it was, no matter what it truly stood for in time and history in our country, nothing is sacred as it relates to history mixing in with politics in our country, because any inroad or byroad would be taken to accomplish an objective, not giving any respect or any due respect to the roads that are traveled. I thought what happened yesterday in Parliament, Howard, was, and I want to make a final point on former Prime Minister Minutes, just for the record. I thought what happened in Parliament yesterday was utterly ridiculous. It was crazy. It was a shameful time in Parliament. And there is some shame, in my view, to go around on both sides of the fence.
I agree with you.
Pardon me?
I agree with you. Before I go to the break, go right here with your last comment, and then we can have to continue this conversation tomorrow. Go ahead with the last comment.
Okay, all right. Now, the former Prime Minister Minutes must take vehemence for a fool, you know, because he's in the media one day saying he has no information about this matter relating to the high-level officers that were indicted in the United States and the 13 behemoths, right? Or 11 behemoths. And
he said he don't know unless you have a commission of inquiry. That's what he said.
No. He said he don't have no information. He don't know nothing. And he said the only way that he would want to have any discussion is if there is a commission of inquiry. However, Howard, the former prime minister knows very well a commission of inquiry has nothing to do with leading to or providing.
It's only social name and shame. That's it. That's just identify charges. Name and shame.
And
that's
so
it.
That's just a poppy show in essence, right? Because nothing comes out of it at the end of spending millions of taxpayer dollars. Absolutely nothing, right? And here's the important kicker to Howard. If he has information, like he said he has, based upon discussions yesterday, right? This man could have helped to jumpstart the investigation 3 years ago. How could you, as a former prime minister where governments are continuous in our country, where you start as the chief commander, how could you withhold sensitive information from the current prime minister?
That's crazy, Anton.
Huh?
That's crazy. Anton, let's finish this conversation tomorrow. We got our guests in the studio with us. I thank you so much for your conversation, man. Thank you for your contribution all the time. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break. When we get back, we can talk with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, and see what's happening in this Christmas season. Before we get there, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. It's Christmas time. We're still here being able to talk the way that we are. Thank you guys for the conversation. I had to kind of get the information out. I was just waiting on Ian. He cussed me and said, "How can you be waiting on me?" Anyway, praise God. Ian is here with us today. And always grateful for him to be in the studio with us all the way from Direct Markets, talking to us about what's happening. Tide season during this Christmas time. A great deal of dealer persons won't be able to do their advertisements and whatnot. So tell us what's on the table, my brother. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Hey, good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Ian. I'm here from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company where we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212. 552-0212. Dial 552-0212. That's 552-0212. Man, Howard, man, I am so happy to be here with you, even though, anyway. The item is a serious Lord, but
one thing with your black people, you would say, oh, you didn't good, but even though, anyway, you keep that right there. Go ahead.
The good is often teared in the ground with their bones, and the bad lives on forever.
Praise God. Remember Julius Caesar? Go ahead.
Remember Julius Caesar?
Yes.
That was Julius Caesar, man. Yo, man, Howard, listen, Bahamas, I got to jump straight into this since my time is limited. K.S. Moses. I haven't spoken about them for a while, but I still love the company. Are you familiar with them, Howard?
And you tell you where you school there.
Yeah, yeah, KS Moses. Yeah, yeah. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been there before or you haven't been a long time, you need to get down to KS Moses.
It's the Christmas season now. Your wife wants you to look good.
Yes. You might want to buy something for yourself, or you might be a there you go, someone's trying to get into me here. Or you might be somebody trying to get somebody a gift. So I don't want you guys to miss out on all these new suits that have just arrived in all sizes and colors. Prices that you guys won't want to miss for this holiday. The shipment just came in, so you're looking at incredible savings. You can purchase gift certificates from $50 all the way up to $500. And
they do the gift certificates.
Yeah, gift certificates. You can go there and just get a gift certificate and possibly give it to someone if you're not quite sure what they might. They are located on number 50. That's Harris, 50 Harris. That's the name of the building, number of the building, sorry. It's right next to Roberts Furniture. They open up from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Now, like I said, they have new arrivals, just came in, and right now...
it's Collins Avenue.
This on Collins Avenue, you got that.
Okay, good.
Right now, go down there and check out everything they have. They got linen bush jackets.
Hey, long, I just see one fella wearing one nice linen bush jacket.
Yes. A nice linen bush jacket. You know, some guys.
He was shopping.
Yeah, they want to dress up, but they don't want to look like all stuffy with a jacket and a tie.
It's a smart casual.
It's a, it, Is it a Smart Casual? Yeah, it's Smart Casual. Yeah. So they got those, and they're very nice. They got them in all different sizes. What else you can get down there? Look, you can get shoes down there, ties, dress shirts, cufflinks, and bow ties.
Hats,
they
too.
Also, you can get hats. Very good. You saw some nice hats when you've been there.
Yeah, let me tell you, you're looking for some hats.
Okay, that's cool. Cool. They also have a section for big and tall guys. That's Howard right there, with the jacket sizes up to 62. Now, KS Moses is definitely the number one suit store for men in the Bahamas. So whether you're going to a prom or a funeral or wedding, whether you're a little boy or a big man, please go visit KS Moses. They're located on Centerville,
it's
on
Christmas
Collins
time.
Avenue, Fifth Terrace. It's the blue building right next to Robert's Furniture. On the traffic light, they open up Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to what? 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So go down there and check them out right now. Boys suits and tuxedos, best prices, great selection of men's dress and casual shoes. Like I said, they're having a clearance sale right now with items on certain items. They're having a clearance sale going on right now. A variety of colors available in men and boys linen suits sets, like I said. Great selection of men's bush jackets, long and short sleeve. And also, they got them fancy, colorful cotton. That's it.
These are good stuffing stuckers.
Like yeah.
You know, if you do that, you know, you want to be able to get something nice. Well, you know, your wives do that. You just give them the money.
Yeah.
They get on there. They buy the socks, the cufflinks.
Yeah.
The neckties, all these things. And you give a little gift to someone just to say, hey, listen, I was thinking about
you.
Yeah,
definitely.
Not necessarily that they can get, you can get all these things. Right. So I think that's
I think that's a great thing also.
What's the number?
Also, the phone number, 322-7707. That's a great number. 322-7707. 3227707 3227707. Go down there. Get something for your dad, your brother, your grandfather, your son. Get something for your old time something. Come back again. Oh Lord.
You think that's what Christmas is about? Let's go down there and get something for the old time.
Get something. She's like, shall I go do anything? Try bring him back.
I missed that $50 he used to give me a week.
Whatever reason you want to do it back, go down to the KS Moses and try to get that boy back. Yeah, hey, stop playing. Howard, the Bay Restaurant. Man, I ain't talking with them for a minute neither, man. The Bay Restaurant. I want you guys to go down there for two reasons. Number one, Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday is really, really good. Well, first of all, where's the Bay located?
You got to tell me.
They're located in the back of Arawaki, or some people say back of Fish Fry, right across from the Container Port. Me and my friends, we were there last week, and we had a ball. They're now introducing Booze Day Taco Tuesday.
Hold on, wait.
Booze Day Taco Tuesday. Get
the
your tacos.
Bay Restaurant?
Yeah, man. Right in the back of Fish Fry.
Is it closer to the customs?
Or yeah,
is it right
port.
There in the back?
Right in the back. It's right across from the customs container port. Right the container port. Container port. Back
so this is closer to the western side.
Yes.
After you, like you get into Ward's Customs and you take that left on our road right there.
Yes, and you keep going left and you pass. And they're on the left-hand side on the water.
Okay.
So I sit there, have nice drinks.
On the water.
On the water.
And that's where the jet ski fellas is drive up right in the back.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, you know where it is. So I tell you about Taco Tuesday. Well, it's called Booze Day Taco Tuesday. You can get two tacos for $6. And no kind of tacos they got? They got chicken tacos, beef tacos, shrimp, lobster, and conch tacos, salmon tacos. Really, really, really good, man. And also,
only on Tuesday?
This is Tuesday. I think they sell it the other days of the week, but this is Taco Tuesday.
This
is Taco Tuesday. And also you can get $3 margaritas every Tuesday. So you can have tacos and margaritas. That's a good mix.
For $10.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and six and three is 10.
I can't even ask.
It's nine.
Wait, hold on, 10. And you carry
six
the one.
Six and three is
hold
nine.
Hold on, hold on. You carry it. That's remainder six.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Then that's metric seven. But hey, anyway, I got to get my calculator out. But take $10. Say $20, and you could get a couple of days. You get to drink.
You can ball a little thing in the can.
You can carry what? You put your little $40 in your pocket. Stop playing.
Have all the tacos you want.
Yeah, now, hold on. You can't eat too much taco now, miss. You can't eat too much taco.
share this one.
You greedy. You from Auckland, say. Anyway, listen here. What am I saying? So, I like this. Also, Wednesdays. This is Wednesdays. Listen to Howard. You got a birthday, right? You have a birthday.
And my birthday was Sunday, by the way.
Was Sunday?
Was Sunday past. I told you that I wasn't here.
I forgot that I was supposed to get you nothing.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, I tried to wrap it up.
I thought you brought it with you.
Yeah, I said, you know what?
The nothing
it's
that you
nothing
had.
I was supposed to get, Howard.
I appreciate you.
Yes, Howard. So
thank you.
Did you receive
I'll unwrap
your,
this nothing
did you
later.
Receive, you didn't get your nothing yet?
I got the nothing.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's got to do with the mail. It probably caught up in the pipeline.
It's caught up in the pipeline.
Unclog the pipeline.
Thank you,
send
sir.
Your nothing so you open it.
No, no, no. You were supposed to get me the little Christmas Thanksgiving thing.
Oh, yeah, you was away. Hey, you know what? Maybe you can go to the Bay right now since we're talking about
that. Okay,
you see
ahead.
How everything kind of interconnects? So let's go. Howard's going to the Bay. So this is what else Howard can expect. And Howard, it's your birthday also. It was your birthday. Happy birthday, Howard. Okay, so now it's Wednesday. Wednesday just happened yesterday. So I'm going to ask him if he can still honor this. So listen, they have a new addition. If your birthday falls within the week, you can come in on Wednesday and get all the complimentary items reserved for you. All you need to do is go on their page. That's the Bay Restaurant. Pre-book your VIP section, or you can WhatsApp and pre-book it, 427-4581, 427-4581, and you come on in with your party. Shouldn't consist with nothing less than 6 people. You should bring about 5 people. Then after that, y'all just get crazy and have a good time and get lit and turn up and all that good stuff. So you're going to come to...
As an old man, I don't know
you don't
want to turn
lit.
Up
you don't want to turn up.
Get lit.
You don't want to get...
No.
You want to get funky, my brother?
No, no, no. I want to relax.
Man, you cats need to cool down, man. We can do 5 on the black hat side.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a black expert day. This is black on black crime without the crime. But listen here. So check it out. Now, that's when I didn't tell you Taco Tuesday. I tell you Wednesday,
Tuesday,
you can celebrate your birthday and get free things. Now they're going to be introducing Sushi Thursdays.
Sushi Thursday.
Sushi. Say it again, man.
Sushi.
Sushi.
Thursday.
Sushi Thursday. Sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi went to sushi. Sushi.
Sushi. Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. So
you got it.
So next week, Thursday, they're going to be beginning of
today is
sushi
Thursday, sir.
Thursday. I don't know if they're going to start this week or next week, but let's just say next week.
Okay.
Where patrons can come on in and enjoy specialty sushi dishes.
Let me hear the specialties.
These creations will only be available at the Bay.
Okay.
So...
What's the creations?
I don't know. He didn't give me all the ingredients, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing. You already see what they did with the tacos, so you can just imagine what they're going to do with the sushi. And if you're having an event and you need to rent a facility, that's no problem. Check out the Bay Restaurant, right in the back of Fisher Eye. Phone number, 427-4581, 427-4581, 427-4581. So that's chicken tacos, beef tacos, conch tacos, shrimp, lobster, and salmon, $3 margaritas, and your $3 shots. That's tequila. 5 for $20 Corona Bears. That's Howard's favorite. $15 Casamigos mixed with drink special. Whatever.
Corona?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. And again, man, you're going to be listening to the sounds of DJ Pusha Jr., Selector Spy, and DJ Snoop. Who's the best one? Who you like the most out of all of them? Snoop, Pusha Jr., or Selector Spy?
I've never listened to any of those guys.
I don't get it. Get
out. I tell you, I don't go nowhere.
You got to stop, man, Howard. You got to get out, man.
It's an old man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
My idea of a beautiful evening is a nice blanket, my wife snuggling up and watching a good Hallmark movie.
Oh, God.
Howard, and then, boom, we got another baby coming.
I see that. All right, Godfather. Every time a child see me, Cordy, come for $20. I said, baby, don't come from around here. But hey, everything cool. So listen here, man. Go check out, man. Hey, listen here, man. Go check out. That's the Bay. It's right there in the back of where it is again? In the back of Fish Fry. You got it, man. Howard, also Audio Plus. I talked about Audio Plus last time. Listen, this is what I like about Audio Plus and the Hit Spot. Let me tell you about Audio Plus. They're the largest store in the entire Bahamas for all your audio and musical needs. So they're open up from what, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. They got a wide selection of drum sets. I didn't even know that so many drummers, Howard, lose those drumsticks. They lose them all the time.
They
lose them and they break. I was just going to say that. So
I'm a drummer. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
My father's a drummer. I've been beating drums all my whole life.
Well, my...
I mean, I haven't done it for a long time, but...
Okay.
I used to do it in
I
church.
Learned something. Well, that's good, man. I got to hear one of your renditions or something one day. Just see, you got your drum set. Where did you used to beat, in the band or in the...
I used to beat in church, but my daddy had the drum set at home. He plays for the Cooling Waters. I know I said this to you before.
But yeah, I never...
My daddy's the drummer for the Cooling Waters.
I wasn't even known about that.
Yes.
I haven't known nothing about that. But anyway, I glad you... Now I know about that. So you can get drum sets down there.
He sent me there many times. Mm-hmm. When I came to Nassau, you know, we from Grand Bahama.
Yeah, sorry to hear
that.
If
I would ever come... It's okay. It's okay. Right.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should have a support group.
I appreciate you.
As soon as you walk through the airport. Cheer up. You're in Nassau now.
So he would send me anytime I come to Nassau.
Take one of these.
He said, go to Audio Plus and get me my sticks. And then they had snare. They do snare drums and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
So I would buy the sticks and the snare skin and everything like that from Audio Plus.
Man, hey, listen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I did not notice my good buddy Howard on the drums, on the ones and twos. I like that, man. So you can get drum out someday. You can buy the drum sets and the drumsticks down there. You can find all those replacement items you need. You can get junkanoo drums in all sizes for kids and adults.
Tum-tums.
Yep. If you guys, somebody might be in the defense force, the police force, or school, and in a band or something, you guys need to look no further. They got the strongest... set of drums for individuals in marching bands. So that's it. I didn't even know marching bands were that big over here. But
yeah, they are.
Yeah, so marching bands, they got them big drums.
My son is also in a band.
His son in a band?
He's in, but he does it in school, in college.
Oh, okay then. He's what, a rock band?
No, Shaw University, he's in a marching band.
Sorry, again?
Sir, you just pull an ACDC or something like that?
That's not ACDC.
I don't know. What is it?
You're making me forget my guy who passed away, man. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Oh, I remember him in the 80s.
What'd he say? Kurt Cobain. There he goes. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun. That's not jam, boy. When I be out there, man, be out there with me and all my friends. And then sometimes we invite some black guys over. And the black guys...
Really? Yeah. Sir, just go ahead. What you're talking about.
And I was like, you black guys got a lot of rhythm. Yeah. So if you want to go and you're going to get all your drums and everything you need down there, they got cowbells also. And so you can achieve that rhythmic sound that you want. Now listen, there's something that these guys make. Like, I guess it's adopted from another Caribbean country. And they put these cowbells together and you can make it, and it go... Say it again. This guy knows everything. It is Kunkalakas. I'll have black Americans for 100, Alex. In this year, the Masuki Indians. Listen.
Kunkalakas, Alex?
Kunkalakas. Yeah, I was like, I create Kapunkalapa.
Oh, you thought Kapunkalap.
I was thinking Kapunkalap. Okay. So Kunkalakas. Yeah. Come over here and shake your Kunkalakas at me. So anyway, so you got your Kunkalakas. And Howard, please stop.
I need to stop it.
Howard, get it together, man.
Go ahead.
And you can go ahead and you can get your whistles and your tambourines and your trumpets and your clarinets and flutes. They got a huge shipment of acoustic and electric guitars. And now they have been reduced. So this is a great time. Like I said, if you're in a band or a soloist and you want to go and do some stuff. Howard's going to a break right now, so I'll take a pause.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. And then when we get back, we can hear more about these Kunkalakas. And your desire to be able to have someone shake their Kunkalakas.
Shake your Kunkalakas.
I thought the Kunkalakas were to be hit.
Get low. I'm sorry, get it?
You hit the Kunkalakas.
You hit your Kunkalakas.
You were shaking.
Wow. Wait a second. First, we should do like a dinner and a movie first. I don't want to hit your Kunkalakas right away.
Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Honey, barbecue,
Popeyes,
sweet spicy or new.
Signature,
Popeyes, what's your favorite?
Roasted garlic, parmesan, tastes so good, chicken, you know.
Ghost pepper, pepper,
wings. Popeyes, Popeyes.
Now available at Popeyes in Nassau.
Popeyes, Popeyes, Popeyes.
Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store, has the perfect gifts just for you. Now until December 24th, you can get 5 to 50% off everything in store, plus 20% off Christmas lights, 25% off artificial Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, and all toys. Standard Services, just around the block with everything in stock. They have everything you need to keep everyone happy this Christmas season. Get the perfect gifts, plus 5 to 50% off everything at Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store. Open Sunday, December 22nd.
Get ready for the second annual Candy Cane Carnival, brought to you by Nassau Cruise Port, December the 7th, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. This free holiday event is perfect for the entire family. Enjoy sweet treats, fun games, and amazing performances by the All-Star Band, Royal Bahamas Police Force, Rhythm and Youth, St. John's College Choir, Blotty and the Scotch Conk Band, and more. This Saturday, meet us at the Candy Cane Carnival at Nassau Cruise Port, the place to be.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM. Direct Market is being able to talk to us about what's going on. When we left off, we found out about the Conkalakas over there at Audio Plus being able to do some stuff for the Christmas season for all you drummers and all you potential drummers and all you who desire for your household to be filled with the sound of joyous beating, obsessive beating. My daddy bought me on piano one year. I don't know if you get it from there. But my God, I was ding, 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 ding. How'd that sound, daddy? Horrible. His parenting skills were great, right? It's horrible.
I can say nothing, but I can say nothing. So I was telling you about the Conkalakas, correct?
Yes.
I told you all about those. And what else you can get down there? You can get DJ mixers. So if you guys want to get the party started, you want professional controllers, you want to go down there to Audio Plus. You can get cables and speakers and amplifiers and microphones, special discounts for churches, restaurants, and studios on all powered speakers. I was there Saturday, and I was eyeing their line of speakers, and they have some Yorkvilles. You guys out there who know the brand Yorkville, you know that can't on bad. So they have nice prices on some Yorkvilles. So go down there and check them out. Go right next door to the Hit Spot. Yeah, Hit Spot. Hit Spot has two locations, one on Soldier Road and the other one's on Robinson Road. They're also open up from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And if you have a vehicle and you'd like to install an alarm just in case, just in case somebody tried to go ahead and KIY, you can go down there and check them out. That's the Hit Spot. They have professional installers that will give you the neatest job possible at the best prices on the island. The alarms can be used, the sirens, to open and unlock the door, screw down your windows and start up your car, and you can do all these great stuff. And, you know, so if you want to upgrade and change the sound, remember, they got top brand CD players, amplifiers, equalizers, and speakers. If you got a Japanese car and you can't get FM radio. Do you? But stop talking like that, but it's straight orange.
So essentially what you're saying to me is that the F and M's
don't
the audio in the car.
Listen, it doesn't matter your political affiliation. You can go down there. You can even be independent and get your car all sorted up. Yeah. So you want some, yeah. Man, listen, you know, some Japanese cars, most of them come with the station. You can't get like FM stations. So they can put that little device in. Now you got some FM stations. Yeah. You can listen to Howard Grant here on 96.9 FM and do it.
If you desire, or you can listen to anybody.
Or you can listen to anybody.
Yeah.
But wherever I go, that's where you want to listen. So you want to go check them out. Remember, you can get subwoofers and tweeters and horns, all this stuff right there at the Hit Spot. And what I'm going to say, if you were Barbara, I know last year they brought in some signs. They sold out like crazy. They still got some more. They got those neon signs, nice Barbara signs. So you put up in your window so people can know.
Yeah,
people can know. Hey, look at a Barbara right there. Let me get my hair cut. Let me look a little decent. So go ahead. I'm talking about the Audio Plus and the Hit Spot. Go down there, check them out. Phone number 394-6668. 394-6668. That's Audio Plus, Soldier Road, 394-6668. And the Hit Spot, you want to dial 393-3732. 393-3732. 393-3732. Two wonderful companies. One if you want to get some instruments and speakers. The next one if you want to get car alarms and speakers and all the other stuff to go along with your car. That's a great, great thing. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, SHSS Electrical. These are my guys, and, you know, I don't know what I'd do without them. If you, most Bahamians are trying to do some fixing up around the house around this time of year. If you want to do some stuff, take down that one fan with all that dust on it when he ain't waking properly, or erect a fan in a special area that might be, you know what, a little bit humid. You know what, over here, if we put a fan, a spinning fan over top here, over here, we could chill out over here, and it could be nice and cool, turn this into an area. So do that. They've got fans, ceiling fans, and they've got lights, all different types of lights, those LED lights, lights for inside your house, the kitchen and bathroom. Like what I got, I love mine. And then also lights that go around your house. The dusk to dawn lights, the security lights. Someone steps into your yard, they come on. Someone leaves and they go out. Motion sensor, all that great stuff. So those 2x4 LED flat panel lights, they're now $77. The 2x2 LED flat panel lights are $42. You can get the 4-foot LED bulbs for $6.60. You can get dusk to dawn LED flood lights with the bulbs, only $22. Square D main breaker meter combos. That's the 8 space, 16 circuit surface mount. Available right now in the 150 amp and 200 amp at just $350. Once again, for those who are not aware, SHSS Electrical is no longer on Mackey Street. They've moved to their new location. And where is that? That's on Chesapeake Road in the former Minute Muffler building. That's SHSS Electrical. They got a wide range of electrical supplies. So all you electricians, don't go any other place. You got a project to do. You want to go to SHSS Electrical. The phone number, 827-3150, 827-3150, 821-3150, 821-3150. Go check them out and get a chance to win a ceiling fan when you check out SHSS Electrical. Square D products, switches, combos, breaker panels, electrical wires, and meter cans. You can find them all down there at SHSS Electrical, where they're located, Chesapeake Road, former Minute Muffler, Berlin, and go check them out. It's a wonderful place. Hey, man, Howard, you know what? You want, right, Howard? Tell me. Howard, tell me. Go ahead, Howard, say it.
I really don't want you to say it.
Man, come on, man. Howard, let me say it, man.
Hopefully, this is not the belly bully pills.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know if you're a guy and you're suffering from ED, that's erectile dysfunction.
I was like, if you know a guy,
if you know
who
a guy,
has ED, is that something that we talk about?
If you know a guy,
hey, Howard,
who
how you
knows
doing?
A guy,
I'm right here, man, just got a little ED.
Hey, I gotta tell you
do
something.
Do people do that?
There's a guy over here, and his thing is like this.
Does people do this? Do people talk like this? Boom. I feel like women do this kind of a conversation.
It's like, girl, he's so dead.
No. That's, I'm not meaning that.
I mean like
women who, you know, they'll be like, I watch women like touch each other, you know.
You watch women touch each other?
Yeah, like, oh my God, girl, what size are these? A cups? Oh my God.
Boy, listen,
I wish I had
this
like, something
conversation
like this.
Has taken a
this
drastic
is a lot.
Like,
turn. I don't think men do this.
No, but if you're a man and things ain't been happening in the bedroom because whatever reason, maybe a medical or just psychological or just
it's a psychological thing. Problem?
Yeah, man. A lot of things are psychological, you know. You can talk yourself into getting a little bit more aroused.
Or maybe somebody talk you out of it.
And someone can talk you out of it. That's why women, you have to watch your words when you're with a man. You can't emasculate a man and then expect to go and be physical with him. It doesn't work like
shut
that.
Shut up and yeah. Shake.
Yeah, shut up. Oh, Jesus.
Shut up and shake.
Shut up and shake. Come on, that ting.
Take the ting off.
Take the ting off.
Is this what they
take
say?
Take the clothes off. Take it off. Yeah.
Is this what they say?
And she say, hey,
this
listen
is aggressive,
here.
Sir.
She say, Thomas, I gave my husband that bully pin. In the name of Jesus, that man wouldn't leave me alone. All night he trying to grab up on me. 3 o'clock in the morning, I say, Harold, left me. Oh, Lord, here, Thomas, I bleed the blood of Jesus on you. That man wouldn't leave me alone. He heard you try to kiss me, but I look sexy. You know what I mean? I look sexy in so long. Come here, guy. Did you say it, yeah?
The bully pill will
the
do it.
The bully pill works. It's $55 for a bottle of 6 pills. You take it. You drink water. Hurry up
before inflation gets you.
You drink water, and about half an hour later, boom, you're ready to go.
You keep telling these people water. They don't want water.
Yeah, you drink some water. Bring water. Plenty water. Maybe my heart is... Oh, Lord. He said, come here.
Okay, Byron. Byron Lee.
Yeah, okay. Listen, yeah, man. You want that bully pill? Give me a call. Ian Thomas, Direct Marketers, 5520212, 5520212. Especially you guys. I can't leave you guys out. You guys, you're dating someone 5, 10, even 15 years younger than you. Don't embarrass yourself.
But don't,
get yourself
together. Don't refine it only to those things. There are marriages that have.
Yeah, no. Yes, I'm just saying that. Decent. But even in the normal relationship, sometimes people ain't even sleeping in the same room. You say, I can't tell you. Last time I touched, God, listen, this gonna wake up that sleeping giant. Take one pill. Half an hour later, boom, it's all natural. You're gonna love it. Take the bully pill. 5520212, 5520212. And that's a great thing. Howard, I get 2 minutes left. Is that cool? 1 minute?
You get that.
30 seconds left. Listen, if you're a man or a woman and you need to, especially a man who needs to prove or disprove that you're the biological father of a child, call DNA Direct at 324-0665. 324-0665. Get a DNA test for as low as $450. No needles or blood involved.
It's a great Christmas gift.
I'm telling you. Listen. The reason why people choose DNA Direct, they're the least expensive on the island at that price, $450. Plus, they have a payment plan. You can do half down and pay the balance when the results come in. There's no needles or blood involved. It's easy. You get your results back in 7 to 10 business days. Call DNA Direct. You want to find out if someone's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your grandfather, your grandparent? Call DNA Direct, 324-0665, 324-0665. DNA Direct, when knowing the truth counts. DNA Direct.
Thank you, my brother.
Man, Howard, man, I had a great time here, man.
Thank you so very kindly, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a wonderful thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers, being able to tell us all about those things. KS Moses, the Bay Restaurant, Audio Plus, SHSS Electric. And definitely these bully pills that you guys will continue to be able to ingest. Just don't allow it to stay in your teeth. When you bite down on it, don't let it stay in your teeth. Because then when you're eating your meal later, if something slide down, then you got another problem. You need to be decent. Be decent in Jesus' name. Amen. Enjoy your Christmas holidays, guys. Tomorrow we're going to be able to jam. We'll have a good conversation. The line's going to be open up. I want to hear more about your perception, idea, and what do you think it means for the country and the future of politics in the country. We're going to have a good conversation. I'll see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.
Foundation.